My last parish in Largs on the west coast of Scotland, obviously there were boats out in the water quite a lot, and I was often astonished by how far sound carries over water. If there were two men in a boat, say 100 metres offshore, you could hear clearly what they were saying. And I'm sure that is why Jesus did so much of his teaching while he was sitting in a boat. And there are lots of other times when boats are mentioned, especially fishing boats. "I will make you fishers of men," says Jesus to his disciples. "And let down your nets on the other side," which they do, and they haul in this enormous catch of fish. From these stories, we learn that fishing is what the church does. There is a lovely Irish song, Ag Cist an Siúl, of which one verse runs, "To Christ the sea, to Christ the fish." So into God's nets may we all be caught. This part of the church where you're sitting is called the nave, from the Latin word for ship. Indeed, in German, it is quite simply the Schiff of the church, the place where the essential work of catching souls is done, catching through our worship, by the weekly presentation of this wonderful feast, signifying the heavenly banquet to which we are all invited. To look at it in another way, the church is the lifeboat hauling people out of the water so that they may be saved. Here we see a picture of Brendan and his boat again on an Irish 10 euro coin with the tail of the whale just disappearing off the side. And there was that point also in the story where they were saved by God's help and power. A lifeboat needs to go where people are in danger. That is why the church is found throughout the world, bringing people on board in obedience to Jesus' command, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Into God's nets may we all be caught, becoming God's wonderful worldwide family. Where people are in danger, the water is likely to be rough and stormy, and the crew of the lifeboat may be putting themselves in danger as they go out to save others. The church's history is full of people like that. We call them martyrs, men and women who were prepared to face the lions in the Colosseum rather than give up their faith. People who were prepared to risk all because they were convinced that the message of the gospel was so important and needed to be heard, especially in difficult and dangerous places. I was once in the chapel of a college that trained missionaries, especially for West Africa, places like Nigeria, Ghana, Sierra Leone. The walls were lined with plaques bearing the names of former students, and the text on most of them read something like, "Graduated 1865, died 1867. The stories of the disciples out in a boat, caught in a storm on the Lake of Galilee, are a foretaste of the dangerous waters that the boat of the church would sail into. The adventures of St. Brendan and his crew got them into many a close shave. It probably, as we heard, it probably has some historical basis. The islands they visited may have been the Canaries, for instance, as well as further north in the ice-covered seas off Greenland and Iceland and that northern part of Canada. So So they probably have some historical basis, but then, well, the Irish are great storytellers too. On the other hand, there is something else here in these stories of this little Christian community sailing through uncharted waters. We may think of little Christian communities at risk in the Middle East today. Or we may think perhaps of Abraham. Like Abraham, Brendan and his monks left the familiar comforts of their home and went to face the unknown. The voyage became a time of testing, of self-discipline, and of self-discovery. It is a kind of maritime equivalent of the desert experience, a spiritual exercise that brings us closer to God. The theme of exile parallels the exile of our Lord, who left the glory of heaven to come to such a world as ours. And conversely, like the wandering of Moses and the Israelites through the desert to the promised land, the voyage of Brendan to the Blessed Isle is a picture of the Christian soul on its journey to union with God in heaven. And it is the boat which takes us on these journeys, the boat which is the church, carrying us safely across the dangers of the deep to land us safe into God's harbour. Amen.